Archer, and a dangerously warm welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynne. If you remember, we finished last week's show with a song by Annie Ross, who had just died, and I promised that we'd pay full reverence to this outstanding singer this week, so I've had all week to find my fave Annie Ross songs. This week's show will be packed with vocals.
I feel pretty, oh so pretty. I feel pretty and witty and bright, and I pity any girl who isn't me tonight. I feel charming, oh so charming. It's alarming how charming I feel, and so pretty that I hardly can believe I'm real. See the pretty girl in the mirror there. Who can that attractive girl be? Such a pretty face, such a pretty dress, such a pretty smile, such a pretty me. I feel stunning and entrancing. Feel like running and dancing for joy. For I'm loved by a pretty, wonderful boy.
This album is titled Annie Ross Sings a Song with Mulligan, and half the cover photo is of an exclamation mark at the end of the title. The Mulligan was obviously Jerry Mulligan on baritone, with Art Farmer trumpet. By the way, Chet Baker takes over the trumpet role on half the songs here. Bill Crow bass, Dave Bailey drums, recorded in New York City, December 57. So yes, very much in Mulligan's piano-less days. The song, obviously, I Feel Pretty, from West Side Story. The liner notes describe Annie thusly. Everything you want to know about Annie can be heard in her songs, save she cooks divine pork chops with apple slices, is incapable of arriving anywhere on time, goes through desperate bouts of feeling utterly unsure of herself, loves London, particularly the quiet churchyard of St Anne's, Soho, comes from a family of Scottish music hall troopers, smokes rasping French gitane cigarettes, adores black Wedgwood, born in Surrey in 1930, and is always looking for recipes that include a wide deployment of garlic, unquote. Here, arguably, her best-known song.
that I was right out of my head, the way he described it. He said I'd be better dead than alive. I didn't listen to his jive. I knew all along he was all wrong, and I knew that he thought I was crazy, but I'm not. Oh no. My analyst told me that I was right out of my head. He said I need treatment, but I'm not that easily led. He said I was the type that was most inclined, went out of his sight, took me out of my mind. And he thought I was nuts. No more is our answer, but so no. They say as a child I appeared a little bit wild with all my crazy ideas, but I knew what was happening. I knew I was a genius. What's so strange if you know that you're a wizard at three? I knew that this was meant for me. I heard little children were supposed to sleep tight. That's why I drank a fifth of vodka one night. My parents got frantic, didn't know what to do. But I saw some crazy scenes before I came to. Now do you think I was crazy? I may have been only three, but I was swinging. They all after day, Graham Bell. They all after Edison and also when Einstein. So why should I feel sorry if they just couldn't understand the reasoning and the logic that went on in my head? I had a brain, it wouldn't say so. Just let them laugh at me when I refused to ride on all those double-decker buses, all because there was no driver on the top. Told me that I was right out of my head, the way he described it. He said I'd be better dead than alive. I didn't listen to his jive. I knew all along he was all wrong, and I knew that he thought I was crazy, but I'm not. Oh no. My analyst told me that I was right out of my head, but I said, your doctor, I think that it's you instead, because I have got a thing that's unique and new. It proves that I'll have the last laugh on you, because instead of one head, I got two. And you know, two heads are better than one.
That song, Twisted, was originally an instrumental by tenor man Wardell Gray. Then, for a Prestige recording session in New York City, October 52, Annie was asked to choose a song. She chose Twisted, and then she was asked to add words, which she did, and it was released as a single and sold very well. Teacher Wiltshire, piano, Ram Ramirez, organ, Percy Heath, bass, and Art Blakey, drums. This, adding words to an instrumental, became known as vocalese. Here's Annie with Zoot Sims.
I have eyes for you to give you dirty looks. I have words that do not come from children's books. Well, I have a trick with a knife that I'm learning to do. But everything I've got belongs to you. I have a powerful anesthesia in my fist. I got the perfect wrist to give your neck a twist. Well, I've a hammerlock hold, and I've mastered a few. But everything I've got belongs to you. Share for share, share alike. You get struck each time I strike. Me for you, you for me. I'll give you plenty of nothing. I'm not just for better, but for worse. And I've learned to give that well-known witch's curse. Well, I've a terrible tongue and a temper for two. But everything I've got belongs to you. Thank you. half a share, share alike. You get struck each time I strike. Me for you, you for me. I'll give you plenty of nothing. I'm not good for better, but for worse. And I've learned to give that well-known witch's curse. I have a terrible tongue and a temper for two. But everything I've got, ooh, it's not a lot. But everything I've got belongs to you.
And another self-explanatory title. A singer, Annie Ross. A swinger, Zoot Sims. A gasser. And the exclamation mark makes a welcome return to gasser. The Rodgers and Hart compo, Everything I've Got Belongs to You, with, as well as Annie and Zoot, Russ Freeman tenor, Jim Hall guitar, Monty Budwig bass and Mel Lewis drums. Recorded in Los Angeles, Feb 59. Annie was born in Mitcham, South London, to Scottish vaudevillians, but then was taken by her mother to LA, where her Hollywood-based aunt lived. Her mother then returned to the UK and left Annie in the sole charge of her aunt to try and get her into films as a child star. They tried to call her Scotland's red-headed Shirley Temple. Yes, she did appear in a couple of films as a child, once even alongside a Judy Garland, but she hated the experience and couldn't wait to return to the UK. You'll love this next one. Love it! Exclamation mark.
Skylark, have you anything to say? Is there a meadow in the mist where someone's waiting to be kissed? Skylark, have you seen a valley green with spring where my
Does it get better than that? Skylark sung as beautifully as is possible. Annie Ross in London in late August 56 with the Tony Crombie Fortet. Tony Crombie piano, Bob Burns clarinet, Roy Plummer guitar, Lenny Bush bass. Have you ever heard a lovelier version of Skylark? Next, we'll hear a song from Annie's LP of the Gypsy soundtrack.
Thank you. funny. You're a stranger who's come here, come from another town. Funny, I'm a stranger myself here. Small world, isn't it? Funny, you're a man who goes traveling rather than settling down. Funny, 'cause I'd love to go traveling. Small world, isn't it? We have so much in common. It's a phenomenon. We could pool our resources by joining forces from now on. Lucky, you're a man who likes children. That's an important sign. Lucky, 'cause I'd love to have children. Small world, isn't it? Funny, isn't it? Small and funny.
Jules Stein and Stephen Sondheim's Broadway musical Gypsy. That was Small World, arranged by Buddy Bregman and recorded in LA in 59. It's a medium-sized band, but all deserve a name check. Trumpets, Conti and Pete Candoli. Trombone, Frank Rossellino. Alto, Herb Geller. Tenor, Stan Getz. Baritone, Bill Perkins. And a rhythm section we've already heard. Russ Freeman, Jim Hall, Monty Budwig, Mel Lewis. I read a friend of Annie's comment on hearing of Annie's death recently. She led a jazz life. Isn't that a great descriptor to have of your life? She overcame all sorts of problems in her full life. Drug addiction, bankruptcy, a turbulent romantic life, illness. She said of that list, quote, "They say that each of these is a traumatic thing. Well, boy, I had them all," unquote. One more from Annie, and it's from much later in her career, as you will no doubt hear from her rather crackly voice.
I'm travelling light because my man is gone. So from now on, I'm travelling light. He said goodbye and he took my heart away. So from today I'm traveling light. No one to see, I'm free as the breeze. No one but me and my memories. Some lucky night he may come back again, but until then I am traveling light. Ooh. free as a breeze. No one but me and my memories. Stiftery night, he may come back again, but until then, I'm traveling. Until then, I'm traveling. Until then, I'm traveling light. Bye, 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 bye.
August 2013, Annie was 83 when she recorded Traveling Light, and the famous voice is showing the strain of her many years of singing and, of course, of her lifestyle. She's backed by the Pizzarelli father and son guitarists, Bucky and John. This was Annie's tribute to Lady Day, Billie Holiday. Incidentally, Annie once stood in for Billie at the famous Apollo in Harlem when Billie was unwell, and that alone tells you of the esteem that Annie was held in, as they didn't take prisoners at the Apollo. Her voice was crackly here, but she still looked terrific. She died at 89, just 4 days short of her 90th birthday. This is a CD and DVD package on Red Anchor Records and called To Lady With Love. Let's hear one more from Annie's early days.
Let me tell you the story of Johnny, who through this world did go with no God and no money, and his favorite word was no. Johnny's parents slaved and sent him to those private public schools, but in spite of this indoctrination, he would not obey their rules. His father frowned and said, "My lad, I think you need the birch." His mother said, "All right, my dear, but first let's try the church." So they took Johnny down to a great big church, where he heard that men are full of sin. But when he came out, he wrote no on the door, and he never went back in. His mother still believed her boy was really very bright, so she got him a job in the Midland Bank to teach him wrong from right. But in the bank he saw men quarreling over wads of paper cash, so Johnny collected and burned it all, and then he wrote no in the ash. His mama changed her name to Smith, his father dropped down dead. The judge said, "Johnny, go to the army, 'cause you're not quite right in the head." Well, they gave him a submachine gun and a single golded pip. But when Johnny saw a guy lose both his legs, he said to the colonel, "I quit." Don't you know which side is the enemy? And Johnny answered, "No." Oh, Johnny, don't try and fool us with that psychological rot. We know you're the same as the next man, and to prove it, we'll have you shot. The evening before they shot him, Johnny wrote his last letter post-free. "A dear mom," he wrote, "I regret to say I've been shot by the enemy." So Johnny went up to heaven and he joined the lengthy queue. But when he got the look God in the face, Johnny said, "No, thank you." Now Johnny was lost forever.
Where he went, no one can tell. Well, there aren't any Johnnies left today. And maybe that's just as well.
Annie left her early, much-hated film acting time in L.A. to return to Glasgow in 47 when she was 17. Didn't care much for Glasgow and the weather after Hollywood, and moved to London and made her stage debut in the musical Burlesque before accepting a cabaret job in Paris, where she incidentally had an affair with drummer Kenny Clue Clark and had her only child, Kenny Clark Jr., and from Paris on to New York. This song, Johnny, is from her return from America, recorded in Soho in 62, recorded at the Establishment Club in Greek Street, specifically. The poet Christopher Logue wrote the song, all the songs on this album, in fact, which was amusingly called Logarithms, on the Red Bird label. This, of course, early 60s, is the time of jazz and poetry. This is the Tony Quincy Quintet and others, the likes of Bill Lesage, Gordon Beck, Pete King and Les Condon. A break from Annie to hear a newly released Art Blakey album.
Thank you.
I need your help now, so answer me this, if you can. Take a really popular jazz combo, Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers, in March 59, and what, less than 5 months after their sensationally popular LP Moaning. Put them in Rudy Van Gelder's recording studio. Former Messenger tenor man Hank Mobley has just rejoined the group, by the way, to make this lineup: Lee Morgan, trumpet, Mobley on tenor, Bobby Timmons, piano, Jimmy Merritt, bass and Art on drums. Record six fabulous songs. We heard Quick Trick, written by Bobby Timmons, and then, well, then wait over 60 years to release this album. Nope, I don't get it. I guess you don't either. Other than Blue Note had a wealth of Jazz Messenger material to release, but 60 years? Oh, it's that exclamation mark again. Anyway, Blakey fans, this Blue Note CD is called Just Cooling and is a must for your collection. Back to Annie in her most famous days as a member of Lambert, Hendrix and Ross, and I had to choose this song.
Every morning find me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
'Cause of all the trouble I see.
Yes, Lord.
Life's a losing gamble to me.
Yes, Lord.
Cares and woes have got me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
Every evening find me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
I'm alone and crying the blues.
Yes, Lord.
I'm so tired of paying these dues.
Yes, Lord.
Everybody knows I'm moaning.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I spent plenty of days and nights alone with my grief, alone with my grief. Lord, I pray, really and truly pray, somebody will come and make me relief.
Every morning find me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
'Cause of all the trouble I see.
Yes, Lord.
Life's a losing gamble to me.
Yes, Lord.
Cares and woes have got me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
Find me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
I'm alone and crying the blues.
Yes, Lord.
I'm so tired of paying these dues.
Yes, Lord.
Everybody knows I'm moaning.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I try, really and truly try, to find some relief, find some relief. Lord, I spend plenty of days and nights along with my grief, along with my grief. Lord, I pray, really, truly pray, to find some relief. Yes, Lord.
And yes, it had to be moaning after the previous Jazz Messengers song, and another example of the so-called vocalese. In this case, John Hendricks adding the lyrics to the Bobby Timmons original, recorded August 59. The resultant Columbia LP had the title The Hottest New Group in Jazz. even though it was 2 years after the Lambert, Hendricks and Ross singing trio first recorded together. But it was the first recording session for Columbia Records, who were obviously keen to hype their new artists. Harry Sweet's Edison trumpet, Gildo Mahoney's piano, Ike Isaac's bass, Walter Bolden drums. Here's the singing trio a year earlier with Count Basie.
Even though there may be a lot of them, every top has got a bottom. Ever use a top and make the baby sing, then you're gonna dig it every time you hear it. Every top I've heard of, well, you can bet your boots they got a way of doing that. I'm gonna have to spread the word of. Down among the people where the word is never writ, they got a soulful kind of comment known as mother wit. For any event, they got them. Even by the tub and how we're standing on his bottom. So you see, oh yeah, you dig it and you really gotta see. So if you don't have eyes to really end up truly beat, stand up on your 2 feet.
To get up there on your own, just like I told you, every tub that's known. And so it's known, tubs are standing up on their own. Time has shown the baby sooner or late. If you imitate, you'll make your idol great. Go your own way, do be true. If what you do is true, it's really you. Never mind a lot of strife, give up, drop out, quit it if you're jiving. Might as well be trying to scrub it out of the sun.
Drive from my kinfo, brother. All my life, don't need no other. Nothing else can take you, brother. Every time, heard it before my walking started. Every time my squawking started. Mama told me when we parted. Every time. Folks, brother, all my life don't need no other. Nothing else can take you, brother. Every time, folks ain't never been to school. They just know the golden rule, right through life and play it cool. Some days don't know how they got so wise. Wisdom shines from out their eyes. Got what makes a real alive. Mother wit, say, man, I believe it. I've been digging on your thinkers. I'm a groovy listener anyway. Purchase yellow tools, you gotta signify.
All the tubs I've ever known. Every tub is on its own. Need no help to stand alone. Every tub showing the way. Every tub model and gray. Every tub any old day. Every tub standing alone. Every tub holding its own. Every tub making it known. Every tub.
But I've been telling you this, telling you that, baby. Now I'm telling you quite a story. Stupid, standing on another fella. See where you can feed if you're alone.
Every tub showing the way, every tub marble and gray, every tub any old day, every tub.
Well, you can bet every time, every tub's really standing on its bottom.
This LP title is Sing Along with Basie. Lambert, Hendricks and Ross, LH&R as they became known, had produced an earlier LP, their first together in fact, called Sing a Song of Basie, with a cunningly titled Basic Rhythm Section. Basie songs, but no actual Basie. This one is way different. It's the full Basie band of October 58, plus Basie's famous singer, Joe Williams, who helps out on Every Tub, a Basie instrumental, lyrics by John Hendricks again. Change of plan. Let's go back to that Sing a Song of Basie LP, as I've just remembered there's something I want to play for you.
Go you.
Now stop and tell me when the weather is making you blue.
me.
LP sing a song of Basie and the so-called basic rhythm section first. Nat Pierce piano, Freddie Green guitar, Eddie Jones bass and Sonny Payne drums, so it's not that cheeky a title, as Green, Jones and Payne were in the Basie rhythm section at the time of this October 57 recording in New York City. We heard Two for the Blues, John Hendricks again adding lyrics, this time to a Neil Hefti song. Maybe I should have told you this before I played that song. There are no other instruments involved in the recording other than the rhythm section we've just discussed. Lambert, Hendricks and Ross recorded their voices four times to simulate the entire Basie band. Annie was the one-woman trumpet section and note perfect. Isn't that amazing? Whilst Annie was in New York, she lived with the controversial avant-garde comedian Lenny Bruce. Even that fact takes some digesting. Bruce was a heavy drug user and introduced Annie to heroin with the inevitable disastrous results. She did eventually kick the habit by sheer willpower. Annie made seven albums with LH&R, but her drug problem, some illness and a disagreement with Hendrix saw her back in London in 62.
Don't need more cash than banks can hold. When I get to feeling old, feeling for something there ain't too much of, my sweet little darling gives me her love. Don't catch me chasing round at night. Well, I'm not impressed by glamorous sights. Little darling may not be as pretty as some other gals you can see, but my little darling only loves me. Oh yes, I know my man's in love with me. Something tells me constantly, though I'll never be chased by lots of other guys or win no beauty prize. It's me and me all alone he can see. He's the kind of man that likes to stay home in the evening. Most women tell me he's rare, long as he loves me, then I don't care. He meant what he said when he said, don't catch me chasing round at night. Well, I'm not impressed by glamorous sights. Little darling may not be as pretty as some other gals you can see. Only loves me. she loves me.
So Annie is now back in London with an English husband, actor Sean Lynch. This is now 65. They opened Annie's Club in Covent Garden, and that version of Neil Hefti's Little Darling was recorded there in December 65 with Peter King, tenor, Brian Lemon, piano, Kenny Baldock, bass, Benny Goodman, drums. Annie's Room, a former Lyons Tea House location, by the way, was indeed a very popular nightclub. As well as Annie, it featured Tony Bennett, Errol Garner, Betty Carter, Blossom Dearie, and Annie said it was like having a party every night. But Britain became Beatles and group obsessed, and audiences dwindled. Annie became bankrupt, lost her house, and even divorced. She went through a lean patch, but inevitably bounced back, becoming an actress again. She was in Superman 3. She was in a couple of Robert Altman films. Stage work with Vanessa Redgrave. TV shows. Nope, you couldn't keep this girl down. This next one will pass as our Ellingtonian piece for this week.
Is heavy and heavy because the Clintons met. The
heart's dead heavy when your man done gone.
Of all the people she's seen, why did they have to be mean? Mean,
you toss and round and carry in her bed.
All night long she weeps, so how can she sleep with Robin's husband? She got them rocks in her bed. Cause she's steady weaving. She got them rocks in her bed.
My heart is heavy as lead.
This Philips LP, originally in the US on Columbia, has the simple but enticing title of Lambert, Hendricks and Ross Sing Ellington, and I chose Rocks in My Bed as it really featured Annie. Quite superb, up there with the Betty Rocher original, in my opinion. Recorded May 60. Yes, I played way more Annie Ross than I intended to at the outset, but no apologies. She was a real star. So we'll have Annie back for our closer. This is recorded live in Germany at the 10th German Jazz Festival in Frankfurt, Maine, May 66. The band assumes the name the Berlin All-Stars for this occasion. The actual title of this Polydor LP is Annie Ross and Pony Poindexter. The band is Poindexter, alto, occasionally soprano, and vocals, Carmel Jones, trumpet, Leo Wright, alto and flute, Fritz Power, piano, André Condoant, guitar, the Ellingtonian, Jimmy Woody, bass, Joe Ney, drums, and yes, of course, Annie on vocals. Let's enjoy the Count Basie, Jimmy Rushing song, Going to Chicago. Lyrics, John Hendricks. Annie's vocal, responding to Pony's singing, is quite superb.
Joyce, I'm going to Illinois just as fast as I can. You New York women think you'll make a fool of any man. Play all kinds of games and you cheat if you can. Use love like a tool, make a man a fool. What a beautiful motto. Got my money, that's it. How can you mind if I split? Going back where a woman really knows the way to treat a man. And people are friendly without no hitback. It's the best in the Midwest. It's a real down city full of good folks who come from home. And when I get back, I'm never gonna roam far from my little shy town. Goodbye, farewell, I will see you later.
Going to Chicago, sorry but I can't take you.
I came from Chicago, came from Chicago.
Going to Chicago, sorry but I can't take you.
I got a question, can't make a picture.
Cause there ain't nothing in Chicago that a monkey woman can do. When you see me coming, baby, raise your window high. When you see me coming, baby, raise your window high.
Hope you agree it was well worth honouring Annie Ross to this extent. She really was a world star. Apart from Cleo Lane, no other British jazz singer has made as much impact worldwide. As I mentioned earlier, she lived a jazz life. Thanks, Annie. Hope you can rejoin me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.
Chicago.